So, welcome to the meeting of the Public Transit Advisory Board this evening. We'll bring it started. We're a little short staffed on the board side tonight, so we have a forum. But fortunately, excuse me, we're starting the meeting here, please. Thanks. So tonight's a little unusual in terms of our usual agenda. We have one item, and that item is a public involvement item. So we will get to that, but I'm being ahead of myself. Can we get a roll call, please?
Sure.
Andrew.
Here.
Dawn.
Here.
Doug.
Here.
Jennifer.
Here.
And Elijah, Genevieve, and Chelsea all have excused absences.
Thank you. Next up, approval of the agenda.
So we technically don't have a quorum.
Oh, is that?
So we'll just roll this agenda.
Yes. Okay, on to item four, the public involvement announcement. As I was getting into earlier, we have one item this evening, and it is a public involvement item regarding the Transit on the Move plan itself. So we will be focusing on that this evening. And I think with that, we can get right into it. So item 5A, the draft plan comment period, I believe there's an introductory presentation.
Yeah, just to refresh everybody, we went over this plan at the last meeting. This encompasses the two public event series that we had to ask for feedback on the new system, what's working and what's not. And these are all the ideas that came out of that process. We received funding from the assembly to implement a route. The top prioritized route from this process was a route on Old Sewer going to Lusac Library. And the top alignment during this process went to Library, and then it went through West Anchorage on Wisconsin and to downtown Transit. So it went from Diamond to downtown via the Library. We released this plan on December 18th. We're accepting public comment on until the end of this month, until January 31st. You can comment now because all these verbally, because everybody's comment will be recorded, or you can email us or write something down and give it to the Downtown Transit Center or mail it to us. And these flyers can kind of remind you that if you're not ready to make your comment tonight, you can take one of these so that you know how to make your comment before the end of the month.
Sounds good. So we have the clipboard on how people signed up if they wanted to comment. So that's okay, we'll start there.
Christine, first, could I ask you to elaborate or provide a little context on the projects, funding in the future, what the goal is in terms of that, if these aren't going to be built next year?
Oh, sure. So this is kind of an exhaustive list of everything we heard through the two public event series that we had. So for each project, they're costed out, so you can see how much they're going to cost. There's not funding for all of these projects. They are just project ideas. So as we move forward, if and when the department gets more money, they can use this plan to decide what to do and then have an additional public process to see what's prioritized at that moment. So right now, we just have additional money to put in one new route on Old Sewer going to the Library, and after this public comment period, we will start planning that to implement in the fall.
So currently, Route H is the route that got the most votes the last go around. So if that route is not a route that works for you, now would be a good time to comment about it. Or even if it is, it would be a good time to voice your opinion, because that is the route that we're probably going to start implementing unless we hear differently during this process.
Great. So with that, we'll start the public comment period on the Transit on the Move draft plan. First up is Patricia Olson.
No, I just read your notes, and it's going to be a short meeting, so. I don't know what's happening with Minnesota. I had to walk on the street again to go from Carr's grocery store, and then on the right-hand side, all the snow was pushed over this whole week is frozen. I mean, they did a good job everywhere else. So it's just, what is it, bus number 40 and 10? Not 40, 10, just 10. That one's the worst. And I use it quite often because my post office box is right across from cars. Then I walk across the street. It's frozen. I probably could walk on it now. It's frozen solid. And then I wanted to comment on a good bus driver, Mike. Very, very good bus driver. All I know is his name. First name is Mike. And I'm still here. I was supposed to leave. I'm going into my second year of taking the bus every single day. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Kathy Boney?
Yes. The bus route 36. Are you going to be putting that back in? Because in a way, I think that's a good idea. Because when I have to go up Lake Otis, I have to catch 10 from where I live from Benson to Providence, and then I have to wait about a half an hour. Then it'll go up Lake Otis. And how often would 36 go by on 36 before it goes up Lake Otis? You know, like most buses are 15 minutes, every 15 minutes until 7 o'clock or 7:30?
So the route that's being discussed is Route H in the packet?
H55
of the book. H55. It's the orange line, or the biggest dotted line on there. That is the route that got the most votes during the public comment period
Can I just ask a question? How many changes are there between this draft from what we had at the last meeting?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. So the priority list starts on page 47 that lists those, and then the individual ones start after that. Okay, 155. So the priority list starts on 47, and then the actual routes maps are on 55. Okay.
And then in terms of the frequency, there's two costs in this. Which one better aligns with the funding?
The funding that we got is for once an hour, every 60 minutes, for a new route.
36?
For the route H that is on page 55, okay. Yeah.
Next up is Paul Watson.
I ride the bus daily, but I wanted to really just comment on the drivers and the current cold spell. They've been doing an exceptional job, in my estimation, on four or five routes that I ride. That to give you an example, they had one lady with a bag of nickels and dimes that she'd been saving to buy a day pass. So she was in there plugging in nickels and dimes with her walker. And a couple of people on the bus were getting her, why don't we just hurry up and go? And the driver said, wait, man, it's 10 below zero out here. We're going to take time and have her get her ticket, and we'll get there. So the drivers have been exceptionally helpful in my observation during this really bad cold spell. And I think they deserve some sort of a commendation from the commissioner or something to say thanks for all you're doing to protect people that have to get on so they don't have to wait for the next bus. And stuff that really is exceptional.
Thank you, Christian Harrison.
Thank you. I hadn't realized that you guys were just adding this one route. coming a little late in this planning process. I'm glad to see that there's a route heading to that side of West Anchorage again. My daughter herself lives over there, and it's quite a walk from cars. So thank you for that. To clarify, no routes are being removed.
Correct.
Excellent. I would agree with this gentleman about the quality of the staff that you guys are retaining to drive the buses. I only had one complaint about a bus driver that was in the 25 stop there in front of Walmart and had been sitting there out of service with the bus running while 5 or 10 people had been sitting there for about 10-15 minutes. And I finally walked up and tried to get her attention there at to find out what was going on, when the next bus would be coming. And she was not really wanting to even open the door. And then when she opened the door, she just told me that she wasn't there, she didn't have anything to do with this route, and pointed to the post, and then really wouldn't even close the door in my face, and then wouldn't even really give any explanation. Now, a few minutes later, some officers from APD came up, and they got on the bus with her, and obviously there was some sort of an incident. The bus was empty, but at best, that's one incident of maybe some poor customer service among a sea of great customer service that I see. And I think that probably starts right here in the planning process. And for that, I believe you all should be commended. Thank you.
What day was that, sir? I'm sorry?
That was...
this weekend?
That was Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
Next up, Shirley Smith.
I'm going to try to be on my best behavior. This was a waste of time. I have given of these books and these cute little things that I found in the trash can where I live to thrift stores and people on the street. People are so disgusted, even the bus drivers. And I asked them to come in volume, but I think they're afraid they're going to lose their job because they're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling. It was better 2 years ago than it is now. One bus driver was looking at it. He's like, he was reading Greek. It did not make any sense what y'all planned. Now, I don't know how you get volunteered to do this, but if you were really smart, you'd take about half of these seats and give them to people like us because we live there, we ride the buses, we know what works and what doesn't work. And if you didn't have a hearing problem like me, but a listening problem, you'd understand. You're not doing it for the better. It's going downhill. I've even talked to shop owners, and they said their sales have dropped because the buses don't come down that way no more. Now, I know some people think, oh, she's just talking. I will be your worst nightmare if you don't do it right, and you're not. Even everybody said, you're taking from this hand, you're giving it to this hand. That's not making it better. That's just two hands. Woohoo! You need to go back to where it was 2 years ago. Then, as you have the money, then expand the routes. But right now, you've really messed it up, majorly. And I'm not kidding. I'm not the only one that thinks this. The drivers do, the passengers do, and the store owners do. And if it takes all of us coming at once, you couldn't handle it. So please, do what's right, because you're just doing by protocol and by the little things they tell you have to do, but that's not working. Obviously, it's not working. If this was working, you wouldn't have anybody here because you know you were doing your job right, and it's not being done right. And I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't have left, but I guarantee you, I'm back now, and I will make everybody's life miserable like they're making mine.
Ma'am, is this yours?
Next up is Joe Pickler.
Joe Pickster?
Hitchler, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, thanks.
I've been riding the buses since they guys started, and it's what she said. I go in the malls, and I go talk to the people who run cars, all the car stores. Their business went downhill. And I've been on the buses, and I saw the bus stops, and they plow the snows right in front of where the buses have to get people on. And the thing is, I ride all the buses, and I see some buses are okay, pick up people, and some buses don't have anybody on because your transportation thing is going downhill. Because I could say, we could pick it up. I mean, we used to have more people riding the buses from Phillips, British Petroleum. They're not, because you cut the Eagle River run, and most of these people I talk to live in Eagle River, British Petroleum and Phillips. I have to go to Eagle River for meetings, and there's no buses. So what I do is I call ABC a limo and get a limo thing. Take me to a meeting in Eagle River. And then once a week, I go down to Mansu, Wasilla, and ride their bus and talk to them. They want us to join together because, you know, Anchorage is growing that way, not this way. It's growing towards Wasilla and Eagle River. And your bus system used to be nice going to Eagle River. You don't have it, and we should pick that run up because private companies going to come in and take it because people need to get to work and ride the buses, and it's good to go out to Eagle River. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. So that's the last person that indicated they would like to comment. So at this point, anyone who hasn't yet commented.
Yes. I'd like to comment. I am talking about Route 25. And when I get off the bus right across from Checkmate Drive, I have to go across the street. And you know how dangerous it is. At 5 o'clock traffic, it is dangerous. And it takes me like 10 whole minutes just to get across the street. And if they change the bus stop so it makes it a little bit easier for people to go across the street instead of running like a jackrabbit, you know, it would be nice if they can change the route to a better solutions instead of trying to wait for 10 minutes for people to go across the road. Or the cars to go across the road. I mean, I'm upset about it. What are you going to do? Why are you looking at me?
I'm listening to you.
Because how about if it was you living in Checkmate and you have to wait for another 10 whole minutes just to get across the road? I don't think that's fun.
Thank you. Anyone else with a comment? Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Paula Davis, and I appreciate having a forum. I think I see that once a month. I've been a bus rider for about a year and like 3 months, and I appreciate the transit system. However, there are some things about the transit system that I'm like, why? Which is, I've ridden all the buses except for the one to Eagle River, or I don't even know if there's one to Wasilla. I think you indicated. I'm not sure. But the bus system is great because some routes are more busier. Like there's I used to live in Diamond. I used to live in Huffman. I live downtown now. But sometimes I'm like, wow, every 15 minutes for like 4 buses, which I'm thinking, gosh, there could be another bus, 65, that goes from the airport to Diamond more than once an hour because the bus, some 15-minute buses like 30, 10, 20, and even 40, sometimes those buses are empty. And I'm like, what a bummer. If they go empty all the time, you're not making people happy only because it's like, man, somebody else could be riding a bus. And according to some people that rode the bus from Huffman, I guess you guys used to zigzag around and pick up people around Jewel Lake and Raspberry. And that's too bad that I heard some people don't take the bus anymore because they can't access it easily. And we all live in Alaska. It's freezing. Sometimes waiting outside is like, oh my gosh, I missed that bus by half a minute. Now I got to wait, you know, go back home for an hour or half an hour. Bus 55, I think, is once every half hour. But sometimes it's very hard for us to catch the bus when we miss it just by that little area. And the other thing I was going to say, oh, landmarks. I'm really surprised the library on 36, how come there isn't a bus that goes by the library?
That's true.
I have grandchildren. I'm like, well, what if I want to take my grandchildren out, catch the bus, but we have to walk from Benson all the way to 36 just to go to the library? I'm thinking, that's weird. How come they don't have a bus at the library? That's like a city municipality thing, that there should be one. And then going up, you have one on Arctic, C, and A Street, but how come there isn't one on Old Seward? And I think you guys have one, but I'm not sure. I've only been riding the bus for like a year and 3 months or so. But I'm really surprised about some of the bus routes. And I would like to see maybe another bus to provide that goes that way. And also maybe sometimes to help people get around easier. And I understand more people probably take our routes 10, 20, 30, 40, which is every 15 minutes at high times, which is good. But at the same time, sometimes those buses are empty because I've taken all of them. So please put something by the library and Old Seward. I mean, I don't take the bus all the time, but I do have a monthly bus pass that I pay for. So it would be easier if it could be more accessible for all of us. Because some people are very dependent. Some people don't want to drive. Some people, it's slippery in the winter. So just hear us. I see some regulars all the time. So it's nice to know that we do have a system, but please work with us, work with people that are here. Because we're the ones catching the bus. We're the ones that have to freeze outside. We're the ones that have to listen to some moody bus drivers sometimes. I'm like, bus driver, you don't need to be mean to this 72-year-old lady just because she has bags to get on the bus, which I've seen it twice. I'm like, oh my gosh, bus drivers, why do you guys do that? You took a job with your choice. Don't be mad at the elderly passengers that have to take the bus and they're a little slow getting on. I'm like, don't be rude. Don't be ugly. So it was the other thing. But help us out, because it'll make us happier, make you guys happier, having to listen to our words. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And to remind you, we're discussing the Transit Move plan, which includes Route H in the plan, which goes past the library and 30 and down Old Seward, which come around October will be implemented. So it'll be a new route.
I thought there was one bus that comes by the library, 25. 25
out on C and in on A.
Yes, exactly.
But it goes down Tudor.
So we're going to public comment.
No, you can outbound on C.
Is there anyone who hasn't spoken?
Because I write on that bus. I write on that bus.
Can we be quiet to listen to this comment? Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Sean Ryan, and the agenda said that the meeting is going to be recorded and disseminated, so I'll probably be repeating sentiments I've expressed in past meetings. That to add on what the lady said, you know, I feel the Route 25 is problematic on numerous fronts, but it sounds like the department here has a relationship with the VA, and they feel it's important to have one route traveling between the Dom and the clinic. But if you've ever ridden that route, especially on A and C streets and on Tudor Road, and especially during high traffic periods, it's just a train wreck.
It is.
And apparently there have been numerous comments made to the board here which reflect that. The two things that are a concern to me is just from discussions I've had, it seems the 15-minute frequency is being maintained more for maintaining the synchronicity of the system than to respond to actual customer demand. It appears that another thing that where customer demand is taking a back seat is that the areas of town that the people mover serves versus the areas they don't serve, has a lot to do with the fact that it affects the costs of anchor rides, and as far as the core and premium service area, and I feel uncomfortable with the idea that the demands of riders are taking a back seat here. If you step down from the 15-minute frequency, I would think that you have the resources available to implement more than just the one proposed route. So I think these are things that hopefully the board will be discussing in future months here. And I have to leave for another meeting at this point, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Great, thank you. Yes.
On route H, which we're supposed to be addressing, I actually voted for route A. I can see why you did H, but it kind of suffers from the problems that you would have, like with 25, when you try to make it too long, because it does give some service back to West Anchorage there. But as far as getting to the library, I'd probably still end up taking 25 and walking the two blocks because I'd get there faster. And forgetting to, and I probably wouldn't use the old Seward thing unless there's something that I want to go to directly on old Seward, because if I wanted to get to Diamond Center, I would take 30 instead, 35. It gets there faster, which this lady maybe isn't aware of, that 65 is not the only bus route that goes to Diamond Center.
35, yeah.
35 goes every half hour.
Yeah,
if you're coming from downtown, that's a better route to go than taking 65.
There's 55 that goes down Diamond.
Yeah. So
that's Lake Otis.
One person speaking to the board at a time. Thank you.
So I think a lot of the comments that previously people have mentioned, a lot of them are either not knowing routes or not realizing that, yes, not there's. I don't think anybody thinks the bus service is perfect. It's never going to be for anybody, one person's needs. And, the compromises have to be made. But as far as the route we're proposing to add, the A route would be more efficient for me.
Great, thank you. Anyone else who hasn't spoken that would care to share a comment? Yes.
I personally think that we're fortunate that we have what I think is a reasonably good bus system here in Anchorage. For me, it would be more functional for me if it went more places. And so if we decrease the frequency and have people adjust their schedules for that decreased frequency, you could probably serve other areas further out, because my house is quite a ways away from the bus. And so it would be more fair to the population of the city to be able to have more locations to pick up and drop off. And I don't have a problem with decreasing the frequency, so you can spread the bus service around the city and be more fair to those people that don't live right in the core of Anchorage. But other than that, the times I've ridden it, it seems to be very efficient.
Is there anyone else who hasn't shared with us that would like to? Seeing none. So seeing none, we'll close the public comment period. I just want to say again, thank you all for your comments both tonight and throughout this process. It's really shaped the routes that have come to the top of the heap in this plan. And also want to recognize again your contributions reaching out to the Assembly and others. The opportunity to have new funding to add a route is fairly unprecedented, and we're pretty excited to be able to do that. So your efforts in that realm were pretty significant. With that, I will
introduce. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
One is, are we doing, we're doing a report card annually? Or was that just a one time? When would be the next one? Because I think people learn a lot from those. So I forget what month we did the last one.
So the last one we did the first full year of the bus system, so it was kind of straddling 2 years.
Oh,
so
right.
We're going to do one for all of 2019, which we'll release in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, great. Okay, so that may clarify some things for what things are working in the new system and what things you might look at. And then on proposed Route A, that was mentioned in a couple of comments. So that would, on page 55, so that would just continue on Minnesota and then turn on Spinard. That would turn east on Spinard. Is that what I'm seeing? And then connect to 36. Does that sound right? I'm just wondering because, so my recollection from that route is you'd be saving at least 15 minutes with that one. Does that sound right? By doing that instead of H. So A instead of H. No, is that right?
Yes. A would have a shorter run time.
Okay,
yes.
I got it.
For sure.
So it wouldn't be as long as, so even without that, I'm just wondering whether H is not going to be, well, it might be as long as 25 then, in terms of time.
It's not as long as 25.
Quite, okay. Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
No, I just had one question. Are you guys ever going to finish that diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk about that after the meeting.
Just in time.
Because it's kind of inconvenient for us.
Jennifer, do you have any comments you'd like to share?
I do have, I ride route number 25, mm-hmm. and I wonder, and somebody help me with the name of the route, the turn, the stop right after the neighborhood health center, or the A&MC, what stop is that right
that
outside?
That is Checkmate, that's where I get off.
Yeah, there's a light
yes.
that you can go across
No,
there.
They don't have a bus stop there.
There's a bus stop there. You can. I get on and I get on at that bus stop. If you're going, are you going east that you're talking about?
Well, I'm going towards out of town. I mean, out
yeah,
of the
yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's a bus stop right
there's
there,
a bus stop the, right across from Checkmate Road.
Right,
it is very dangerous.
Right. What I do when I'm there is I stop at the one stop just prior because it's at a light, and then I walk across the street with the light, and then I walk up about a block, and then that'll get you to Checkmate. So you might want to, and I'm riding the bus tonight, so I can go with you there. And so I
usually what I'll do is I'll take 30 and then transfer it to 25 because I don't
yeah,
like.
Perhaps you can continue the conversation after the meeting.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, did you answer that question when you're going to finish the diamond thing?
We'll give an update after the board comments.
That's all I have to say.
So when would we know?
So
in just a moment.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
So I too am not concerned, but certainly think it's worth looking into the concept A versus H. That loop through down Wisconsin, while important to folks over there, weighing that versus the ridership we saw for that segment before the route restructure, that was actually an area we were considering eliminating because of low ridership and the delay it added to the overall route. So, and I'm sure you've already looked at that, but I would encourage weighing that to the folks that are trying to get downtown to the library or get to Diamond. There are other routes, as was mentioned, but it's a pretty substantial detour. I guess another comment I had, just I'm not sure there's much to be done, but I was on a bus that had a wrap, so the windows were partially obscured, and then just with the slush, I almost missed my stop because I couldn't see anything out this out the windows. But with the weather, that's just gonna happen sometimes, I think. With that, we can
include
board comments, but then, yeah.
So we used to allow them to wrap the whole bus, regardless of whatever. So the older wraps cover all of the windows. The newer buses, they don't cover the windows in between the two doors now. So as that wrap comes off, all new wraps will not have wraps on the windows between the two doors on the curbside. Hope to address that.
And then, Jamie, do you want to?
Yes. So Diamond Center, the cameras have been installed, and we are waiting on final inspection for us to be able to have occupancy inside the box. So we're hoping by the end of the month we will have inspection completed and occupancy will be allowed. So
So that's the update on the Diamond Center. Slowly but surely.
Excellent. So we are through our agenda. For folks that came in, we'd love to still hear your comments on the Transit on the Move plan. But we're done with our agenda here, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Or can we even do that?
We don't have to.